Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. And beat up cars with guitars and drummers go with the crack.
Welcome back. A little heartland music. A little rock and roll there. We're rocking and rolling here on Small Business. On the Small Business Advocate Show, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with us. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you have time. Anything you need there on small business, alpha to omega, on any topic under the small business sun, we got something you can read or listen to. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. You can find Eric Cargiolotto on our website, too. He's deposited some great information with us over the years. K-A-R-J-A-L-U-O-T-O, Cargiolotto. I don't know how you do that on Google if you don't know how to spell it. Does it pop up? Did you mean Eric Cargiolotto? If they misspell that, Eric, what does it do? Do you know?
It's just a terrible name, isn't it?
Well, you know, I mean, I can relate with Blasingame. Name like Blasingame, I can relate. But anyway, it's a great name. Go to Smash Labs. Smashlab.com, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Smashlab.com, you can find him there and you can see how to spell his name. His book is called Speak Human. That's pretty easy. You can find that wherever books are sold. Eric, we're talking about getting your digital message right, your digital resources right for customers so that the values that you have, the authenticity that you are capable of, the things that people will like about you come across through your digital messages, right, Eric?
That's it. Yeah, yeah, and it's like I noted earlier, it's the big picture. It's what do I feel like when I deal with your company? How do you make me feel like I'm not one of a million, but rather someone
right.
important and integral to your company?
I've been talking about something called the moment of relevance. As you know, I've been working on my ideas of around the age of the customer. And part of the age of the customer is something I'm calling the moment of relevance. And the moment of relevance is when people are clicking around online, regardless of what device they're using, they're clicking around online trying to narrow down all those choices that you mentioned that we have in the previous segment. And they're trying to get it down to one or two that they can manage and maybe ultimately do business with. And there's a moment of relevance for every company that they consider where you have literally a moment where you're interesting to them, you're attractive to them, what you're doing speaks to them. What do you think about that idea, Eric?
Well, I think a large part of it comes down to alignment. You know, oftentimes when we go to find an organization online, we've heard something about them already. So, I don't know, I want to buy a new bike right now. I find out, let's say, about a bike manufacturer who I want to research a little bit. I've heard that they're good, but let's just say for the sake of argument, I go to their website, and it feels like they haven't touched the website in a decade.
Mm-hmm.
References are old. The photos aren't that great.
The phone number's not clickable.
Yeah, all these things start to make me wonder. The analogy I like to use is of a business person walking into your office, impeccably dressed, well-groomed, but they're wearing a set of dirty sneakers that look like they went through stepped in a cow patty in the morning.
Right.
Do you trust this person any longer? Does this feel right any longer? And that's what a website does in some respects, is it validates the desire to purchase. It tells us that, yes, what we've heard is okay. These people are who I've heard they are, and I can trust them with that credit card number because that's scary.
And if their price, is a little bit more, maybe it's worth it. You know, this thing. One of the things I pointed out, Eric, and I'd like your thoughts on this, is I have said that even if you're competitive today, that's not enough. You have to be relevant. You have to pass the moment of relevance because that customer, as I was saying, clicking around. If there are two companies there with the same price and the same products and the same selection, essentially, hard to distinguish between the two, other things are going to determine which one they do business with besides those things. It's no longer enough just to be competitive anymore, is it?
No, and frankly, anyone whose primary business strategy, aside from Walmart, that sort of organization being an exception, if your primary business strategy is one of being at the lowest price, forgive me, but you're an idiot. It isn't a method.
That's right.
Number one, you don't have the volume to work on that level. That's a no-brainer. But additionally, there are purchases where I want to spend more money. So, you know, right down the street from where I am, there's a store that specializes in denim. You could not buy a pair of pants for less than $300. That is the minimum entry point. And the people
is that where
buy
you get all your pants, Eric?
No, you know, I'm a tiny bit more frugal than that. But I have to say, I don't feel comfortable. You know, the pants I'm looking at right now that I'm wearing, which are just plain denim, I don't know if I would have bought them at $5. I would have felt like there was something wrong with
right.
them. I want to buy quality things, and sometimes, quite often, I look at a low price as actually a negative thing. Mm-hmm. You know, and how many
there is that, isn't there? There is a price snobbery thing out there that you have to realize that some people, I mean, back to this, as we wrap up, the main thing, folks, is how you present yourself online is important, right, Eric? Finish it up for us as we wrap up.
Yeah. You know, any way that you can build an emotional connection with your users is a good start. Maybe you make them happy. Maybe you thrill them. Maybe you act like a snob. But somehow, you've got to find a way to break through all that other crap that's fighting for the same airtime virtually and make some emotional connection with your customers. And from there, you can have all kinds of fun.
And by the way, folks, Eric's from Canada. I guess you call it denim up there, Eric. Down here, we call them jeans.
We call them that as well here.
Eric, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Eric Cargiolotto, smashlab.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.